那八百六十年他们做什么事呢
？What did they do in year 860？
他们就正式从巴比伦请了拉比来。
So they invited the rabbis from Babylon.
请拉比就开了很多的学校。
To open many schools.
就盖了很多的会堂。
They built many synagogues.
正正式式的接受犹太教做国教。
They officially accepted Judaism as their national religion.
大家想想看。
Think about it.
犹太人到处被追赶。
The Jews were chased everywhere.
没有地方可以去。
They had no place to go.
现在有人接受犹太教做国教。
Now there are some group of people who accept Judaism.
所以所有犹太人当然都到那里去了。
So all the Jews went that, to that place.
都到今天的苏联的南部这一块，整个大的一片土地那里去。
This broad land, in the south of Soviet Union.
所以斯大林啊，最不喜欢考古学家考做那些研究，在那一带挖出什么东西来。
Stalin disliked the historian who discovered those things there.
因为斯大林不喜欢这一段的历史。
Because Stalin disliked that period of history.
但这段历史是历史。
But it is history, nonetheless.
不过是很少人知道的历史就是了。
But it's very unknown.
所以让我们知道，我让我们记得说，就在那个时候，
at that time,
你看见说这些犹太人，他们自然的就以那个地方做他们的避难所。
So the Jews treated that place as their refuge.
所以他们称自己叫做 Hazar 犹太人。
So they call themselves Hazar Jews.
但是不要忘记啊。
But don't
forget. 所谓 Hazar Jews, 所谓 Hazar 犹太人。
The so-called Hazar Jews.
是有两种的。
There are two types.
一种真的是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
One is indeed the descendants of Abraham.
他们逃难逃到那里去的。
They went there.
逃难，逃难，他们 as
they escaped as
refugees.
They went there as refugees.
所以，但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
还有一些卡萨尔犹太人。
There are other Khazar Jews.
原来是十族的外邦人。
They were indeed Gentiles.
有的人为了政治利益，不过挂个名字就是了。
They were all for political benefit. They just took the name.
相不相信圣经是另外一件事。
Whether they believe the Bible or not is another matter.
但是不管怎么样。
But doesn't matter.
整个国家接受这个犹太教。
That whole country embraced Judaism.
所以当然犹太人就受了保护嘛。
So the Jews were protected.
所以要记得。
So remember.
当我们讲的卡萨尔犹太人的时候。
When we talk about the Khazar Jews.
有的是阿拉伯人的，有的是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Some are the descendants of Abraham.
有的不是。
Some are not.
有的十族的外邦人。
They were true Gentiles.
有的就是匈奴，没有问题的。
They were Huns.
所以后来没有多久。
So.
你知道犹太人就是逼迫了。
The Jews were persecuted.
等到犹太人受逼迫的时候
，When the Jews were persecuted,
那些本来逃到卡扎尔那里做避难所那帮犹太人
，Those refugees that went to Khazar,
他们慢慢就逃到波兰
，They escaped to
Poland, 然后慢慢就逃到 Germany, 就逃到德国
，Then they went to Germany.
所以这些人就是后来东欧的犹太人。
They are the Eastern European Jews.
明白吗？
所以现在你如果到以色列去的话 ，If you go to Israel today,
很多的犹太人是从那里来的。
Many Jews came from Eastern Europe.
但是不要忘记
，But don't forget.
最早他们是寄居在卡扎尔王国的。
In the beginning, they were living in the kingdom of Khazar.
但是想想看
，But think about.
等到逼迫来到的时候
，When the persecution came,
有的人本来就住在那里的。
Many people they were locals.
那本来就住在那里的卡扎尔，本来他们就是匈奴啊，就是蒙古人。到现在你去，还是很多塔塔尔，还是很多蒙古人呢。
They were Mongols.
我们最近到了苏联一趟。
We recently went to Soviet Union.
尤其我们到了南，到了里海附近。
Near the Caspian Sea.
如果你仔细去看，很多都是那个时候留下来的蒙古人。
If you look around, all those people were people left from that time.
所以现在大家记得，就
因为这个
缘故，
because of this,
他们真的逼迫来到的时候
，when persecution came,
有的人到东欧去
，some went to the Eastern Europe.
多半都是有阿拉伯的后裔。对不起，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And those were mostly descendants of Abraham.
但是现在问题在这里。
But the problem is,
那些本来就是挂名的犹太教徒。
Those were who were only Jews in name.
他们受逼迫。
When they were persecuted,
他们当然就恨恶基督徒。
They hated Christians.
因为基督徒逼迫他们。
Because the Christians persecuted them.
因为整个俄罗斯根本是俄罗斯东方正教。
Because the whole Russia is the Eastern Orthodox.
Yeah, 所以因为这个缘故
，because of this reason，
他们受尽了一千年的压迫。
They were oppressed for 1,000 years.
那个仇恨从来没有过去。
that hatred has never passed.
所以这就解释,
that explains
为什么到1917年10月革命的时候,
in 1970, in the October Revolution,
你看见有一般不相信神的人就掌权了。
There's a group of atheists that took control of the government.
所以从此以后,苏联那个国家是无神论的国家。
Since then, the Soviet Union was an atheist government.
然后因着他们的影响,你看全世界很多地方向苏联看齐的。
Because of their influence, a lot of countries in the world look to them.
但有一件事非常稀奇。
But there's amazing
thing. 你如果研究那个时候最早最早革命的那些的人,
If you study those who started the revolution,
除了列宁是四分之一的犹太人之外,
except Lenin, who is one quarter Jew,
其他的,
all the rest,
无论是党,
whether it's
party,
a party,
无论是军,
or the army,
无论是政,
or the politicians,
你看见吗? 党政军, 只要在苏联的这个最高的这个领导的里面,
as long as they are in the upper echelon of the Soviet Union,
仔细去读,
if you read carefully,
几乎每一个人都是犹太人,
almost everyone is Jew.
稀奇不稀奇?
It's amazing. All the highest leaders,
如果是犹太人, 怎么会不相信宇宙中有神?
If they are Jews, how come they do not believe there's a God?
所以如果你懂得这一段的历史,
but if you understand this history,
你就知道这一百年最近的历史是怎么一回事。
Then you know the history of the last hundred years.
是一个什么样的仇恨?
It's what kind of hatred?
是这么长久呢?
It's lasting so long.
一千年之久。
It's 1,000 years.
所以弟兄姊妹,
therefore, brothers and sisters, what's this story? This is a story of that first 65 years.
从765到795到860,
from year 795 to 860.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
神好不容易给他们找到了避难所,
God found a refuge for them.
他们起头分散了,
they were scattered in the beginning. Now they have a temporary shelter.
所以795年,
in 795,
in
2 years, there are four blood moons.
然后呢, 842年又一次,
in 842, there's another time. And 860, another time.
所以很清楚的,
it's very clear.
65年,
in that 65 years,
终于以色列人有他们自己的国家,
the Israelites have found their own place.
请大家记得,
please remember,
自从以色列人开始漂流以后,
since they started their journey,
只有两次在历史上他们说我们有国家,
there were only twice they could say that they had a nation.
一个是哈萨尔王国,
one is the kingdom of Hazar.
就是第二堆里面那65年,
it's during that 65 years of the second.
还有一个,
another time,
就是1948年以后,
it's in 1948. Israel, the nation of Israel was reborn.
没有疑问的,
no question. This is a truly Jewish nation.
我要问弟兄姊妹,
I'd like to ask brothers and sisters, is this accidental?
为什么历史上有两个65年?
Why there were two 65 years in history? The last 65 years,
以色列人他们找到家了,
the Israelites found a home.
现在也是一样啊,
in, today it's again.
他们逃避纳粹的时候,
when they escaped from the Nazis, they find Israel as their home.
最近这个我们知道说这个巴黎的犹太人被攻击的时候,
when the Jews in Paris were attacked,
以色列就说你们回家吧,
the Israel said, come home.
因为的确在巴黎太危险,
because it's so dangerous in Paris.
所以现在我们要问,
now we ask,
今天的以色列是避难所,
today Israel is their refuge.
当时喀扎尔王国也是避难所,
at that time, the kingdom of Hazar was their shelter.
那个时候大概以色列人被掳到北方的基础去。
So at that time, the Israelites were taken to the end of the north.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
就在860年那一年,
in year 860,
苏联, Russia这个国家终于诞生了。
The nation of Russia was born.
如果我们要问说, 今天苏联是怎么诞生, 就Russia是怎么诞生的,
if we ask, how was Russia born?
那就是860年那一年,
it's in the year 860.
所以那65年,
so that 65 years,
因为苏联兴起,
because the rise of Russia,
因为有喀扎尔犹太人,
because of the Hazar Jews,
所以就有后来的苏联的革命,
Then there's the revolution of Russia.
1917年的
The 1917 revolution.
而且你看见参加革命的人,
all those who participated in the revolution were almost all Khazar Jews.
明白吗,
now you understand?
这个是那65年发生的事,
this is what happened in that 65 years.
那这65年呢?
Now, what about this 65 years? Brothers and sisters.
一面你看见好像 这个好像到了1989年的时候,
on one hand, you see in 1989, this is what I'll talk about tomorrow morning.
你看就忽然间,
all of a sudden, the Moscow Empire collapsed.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers,
你没有想到,
sisters, have you thought about
it? In 2014, 克里米亚居然回到了苏联的怀抱,
Crimea went back to Russia.
所以现在你如果读 Time Magazine 的话,
if you read Time Magazine now,
他要告诉你说, 那个从前老的那个秩序又回来了,
it tells you that the old order is back.
现在你想到的 Cold War 冷战是第二次的冷战,
the Cold War that you can think of is the second Cold War.
请记不记得, 记得, 让我们记得,
let's remember,
当我们看第一个65年,
when we see the first 65 years,
看到苏联的影子,
you see the shadow of Russia.
你看到无神的影子,
you see the shadow of atheism.
不要忘记,
don't forget.
现在你到了最后的65年,
now the last 65 years,
冷战是过去了,
the Cold War is over.
莫斯科帝国果然是倒塌了,
the empire of Moscow has collapsed.
但是去年满月变红像雪的那一年,
but last year, the year of Blood Moon,
告诉我们说苏联又回来了,
tells us the Soviet Union is back.
所以弟兄姊妹,
therefore, brothers and sisters,
如果仔细来看那个65年跟这个65年,
if you take a look at that 65 years and this 65 years, you see it's so amazing.
然后到了1493年,
in 1493,
我已经说过了,
I've said this already,
犹太人终于漂流到了西班牙,
the Jews finally moved to Spain.
他们真的建立了 300年的黄金时代,
they truly established a golden age of 300 years.
结果没有想到,
but they did not,
他们要重新漂流,
realize they had to start their journey again.
要漂流到纽约,
they had to move to
到巴西,
New York, Brazil.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他们要漂流到天涯和海角,
they have to wander to the edge of the heaven.
就在他们漂流的路上,
on their way,
连着两年,
in two consecutive years, moon turned red as blood.
想想看,
think about it, brothers and sisters. The first cycle,
the
first group, and the second cycle, the first group,
都是单独的,
they're all
singular.
One in 162. They did not want to leave. Even after 70 years,
要等140年才走,
they wanted to wait till 140,
135年要走了,
but they left in 135. They still did not want to go.
最后到162年,
in year 162, their dream was shattered.
所以弟兄姊妹,
therefore, they started their scattering.
也是一样,
same way. In 1493, they thought they did not have to scatter.
结果因着哥伦布发现新大陆,
because Columbus discovered the new continent,
他们才发现他们还没有毕业,
they found that they have not graduated
还有好几门课需要补修才可以,
there are still a few lessons they have to learn.
所以这就开始第二个循环了,
so they started the second cycle.
明白吗?
Do you understand?
在795年,
in year 795, God prepared a refuge for them.
到1948年,
in 1948, God also gave them a refuge.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
经过2000年,
after 2,000 years,
以色列人终于可以回家了,
Israelites can finally go home.
当犹太人动身从全世界各地回来的时候,
when the Israelites started their journey from all over the world,
大概就是那个时候,
about that time,
我们的主也动身了,
our Lord started his journey.
就说我一旦动身,
the Lord said, once he starts his journey, he will be here soon.
主已经来了,
the Lord is here.
在门口了,
He's already at the door.
所以弟兄姊妹,
Therefore, brothers and sisters, it is very clear.
跟着这个缘故,
because of this reason, when you take a look at the last 65 years,